Yeah, Blog she's playing a clip.
Radio.
A clip. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. That was a beautiful, beautiful song.
Testing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome all those out in radio land. Welcome to another edition of the Hebrew Israelite Nation Elders Show. Hallelujah. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite Nation. I'm Elder Yaliah, and also we have Elder Yair with us. Hallelujah. And we are honored and privileged to come before you today. We are thankful that Yahuwah has saw fit for us to see another week, another day among the land of the living. Hallelujah. We praise him for that. Today is Tuesday, September 14th, 2021, according to their calendar, Gregorian calendar. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And things are happening. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about some things. Just pretty much piggyback on the foundation we've built over the last few months, talking about this pandemic, combating all the lies and deceits and all the propaganda that's going out daily, 24/7. Yes, we can't keep up with it minute by minute, like the synagogue of Satan, worldwide global media network. But ours is effective. He says our tools are the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through the Most High, Yahuwah, to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah. So the little time we do have on the air with the Ruach HaKodesh, it is very effective in exposing all the lies. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and continue in that vein. Our show tonight is entitled, The Plandemic Divide is About to Increase. Say, oh no, it's bad enough now. You already have the vaxxers fighting against the unvax. The vax fighting against the unvax. The vax are the new haves, and the unvax are the new have-nots. So you already got the haves fighting against the have-nots. Society has already been split in two. Well, it says the plandemic divide is about to increase, about to get even more divided, about to subdivide. So what is it now? Well, let's look at the recovered versus the protected. The recovered versus the protected. Now, I'm going to put a disclaimer out for tonight's show, the topic we're talking about. We know that all the brothers and sisters that fall into one of these categories, particularly the recovered, we know they do not have ill will towards all those of us who have never, blessed enough to have never been touched by this pandemic or this plague, whether it's a man-made plague or a natural plague, it doesn't matter. It's out there now, and Yah have seen fit, just by his mercy, his goodness, that many of us have not been touched by this. So we're going to go into this a little further. Some of you might get a little squeamish and saying, wait a minute, I've been touched by this plague. Does that mean that I'm not the righteous? Does that mean that I'm not right with the Most High? No, that's not what this show is about. That's not what the topic is about. But the topic is about the further division of society. Remember, this thing was well planned out way before anybody heard of the phrase COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2. This thing was well planned out. And it has a lot of the old characters. As Elder has pointed out many times, these same characters like Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, here they go again. They were around during the AIDS pandemic. We're going to call that a pandemic too. And they received lots of money to organize and spearhead this thing that killed millions, tens of millions of people. So these are not new characters. This is not a new thing. We've been down this road before. It's just the names have changed. So that disclaimer is to say our brothers and sisters who are in Yahuwah, who are walking in the light, who trust in the Most High with all their heart. But for whatever reason, and we're not the Most High ourselves, but for whatever reason, they have been touched by this plague personally. And they have recovered. Hallelujah. They have, Yah have saw fit for them to recover. We say hallelujah to you that you're still with us and you're alive and kicking, you're well, and you love the Most High. This mm-hmm. does not apply particularly to you, but it does apply to those who have similarities in this regard, that they have been touched by this plague and they have recovered, whether they gave the credit and the praise to the Most High, and not many did not give the credit to the Most High. They think it was their own immune system, their own strength. It doesn't matter if your immune system was strong. Who gave that strong immune system? It was the Most High. So they're not mm-hmm. giving the praise to the Most High. And these are people who have the flesh at heart. They have the world at heart. And they, just like the ones who ran out and got the vax, they want to get back to their worldly society, to their fleshly society. Yes, they have caught this plague and they suffered through it. They've gotten over it. Some of them have had more severe cases of it. Some of them had light cases where some of them were pretty much asymptomatic. But the thing is, they caught it, they got over it. And now, the ones who are not in the Most High, what they're saying is, hey, I got a natural immunity. I see how you guys are trying to divide us up. You're giving the vax all the privileges. They can go back to the ball game. They can go to the concerts. They can go to the nightclubs and get their hookups back. Hey, let us do it too. We're not like these other people. We're not like these unvaxxed people who have never been touched personally by this plague. They don't have the antibodies, but we do. So why are you guys throwing us in this category? You know, we're not like them. Let us in. Let us in. We're like you. We have antibodies. You know, you could let us into the nightclub. Let us into the to the concert. And so here's the kicker. We thought we had solidarity. A lot. Now let's go back to those of us who were blessed and never have been touched by this personally. We thought we had solidarity between all of those who have said this vax should not be mandated, and it rightfully should not. Our bodies is the temple of the Most High. Our bodies don't even belong to us. Scripture mm-hmm. says it was bought at the price with the precious blood of our Mashiach, Yahushua. So our bodies don't belong to us. That's why it says we should present our bodies as a living sacrifice, set apart, acceptable unto the Most High. That's our reasonable service. So our bodies don't belong to us, and they sure don't belong to a devil. They sure don't belong to these demonic Nephilim characters parading about that's leading this wicked world from the presidency on down to the Congress, on down mm-hmm. to the governor and the mayors and the local officials. This is a demonic system. Our bodies definitely don't belong to them. Your organs don't belong to us anymore. So if it don't belong to us, it sure don't belong to a devil and a servant of the devil. So we thought we had solidarity with those who were standing strong and saying, okay, well, we're standing. We don't believe we should get the vax. But look at the divide now. I'm just going to read a couple. I could read tens of a hundred of these articles, comments from these videos. I'm just going to read a couple of them from YouTube, just so you can get the gist of what's going on. Okay. This video was about, who's in the safer position, those who have been vaxxed or those who are not vaxxed, but they've had the COVID before and recovered from it. So it was his doctor. I'll give you his name in a minute. But some of these comments. One is this: for sure, I'm not saying that they should carpet test everybody for natural immunity. Just that if somebody has natural immunity, in other words, if you've been through it and you've gotten over it and you got natural immunity and has a test to prove it, they should be considered immune. Unfortunately, see, they want to get back in the world. Unfortunately, look, our vaccine passports offer no exception for those of us who have proven natural immunity. Okay? Let me read another one. See, so they're saying, hey, we can prove it. We'll even allow you to test us and prove that we have the natural immunity. And if we test, our antibodies are good, y'all should let us back in. You know, hey, we should get back in. We should be out of this war between the vaccine and the vax. Let the people who gotten COVID and got over it, let us into society. You know, we shouldn't be thrown in the same boat with these folks who never had it. Because, hey, after all, they still could be spreaders of this thing. Let me read another one here. Okay. So this person is saying, indeed, what you are saying is also true. But it's not as though people are suggesting that we should all run out and try to catch COVID. In other words, try to catch it so you could get a natural immunity. Instead, listen to this closely. Instead, once you have been infected, once you have the COVID and survived it, built up antibodies, once you have been infected, listen to this. It makes zero sense to mandate vaccinations for them. See? So it don't make zero sense to mandate it for those of us who haven't gotten it at all. But she's saying, or he's saying, that it makes zero sense for the people who gotten it and y'all blessed them to get over it. She said it makes zero sense to mandate the vaccines for them. You see that? Notice, most vaccine mandates do not offer exemptions for those with natural immunity. See, and she goes on to say she's from Canada, and they have been relatively low, have 1.5 million who are one record as having tested positive for COVID. Okay, so I'm going to cut it there. It's a lot of these comments, and you guys who go on YouTube sometime, you know, in some of these big videos, videos that have a lot of views, sometimes you could have hundreds. And this is just one thread of the comment section. They got a lot of different threads. And I've read this, which is why I picked this video. But there's other videos like this. So here's the gist of this whole conversation. You have a subdivision now. Like I said, I don't believe this includes the righteous. For whatever reason, let's say the righteous have been touched personally by this and they were blessed to get through it. I'm not going to believe that they want to say, hey, we shouldn't be mandated, but, you know, I don't care about these people who haven't, who've never been infected. But I don't think that's righteous. I think right now, the ones who have the heart of their father, the devil, those who are walking in darkness, so you walk in darkness, you want to be in darkness. So you're missing out on all the fun. You're missing out on the nightclubs. You're missing out on the potential hookups you could be getting at the nightclub, right? You know, you're homemonger. You want to get back to business. You want to get to the concerts, everything. Everything society has to offer in this world of darkness, you want to get back to it because your heart is dark. So you're saying, don't leave me out. I shouldn't be in this argument. I've had it and gotten over it and got antibodies. I'm not like these people who are still a risk. What people are that who are still a risk? The people, they say, who have never had it. And isn't that something? So now the ones that the Most High has blessed to have never been touched by this, and this thing is almost 2 years. So instead of people given the praise and the esteem to the Most High and saying, hallelujah, he's spared so many people, but never experiencing this. They're looking at us as germs, just potential germs walking around, COVID magnets, you know, like you go around people who are healthy, who never got it, who, for whatever reason, Yah has blessed their immune system, he's covered their lives, and they've never got it. They're looking at us as some kind of germ, some kind of disease now. And they're saying, don't count us among them. So that's the further division that's going on in this. See, we thought they were allies, and now they're proving that they just want to get into the world. So they throwing us under the bus, so to speak. We got a scripture, and the scripture has a precept that explains this. You know, we thought they were allies, but listen what the scripture says. This is one of our foundational scriptures, and it's found in 1 John 2 and 19. And the Classic Amplified expressed this the best. Okay, so I normally read the KJV, but I'm going to go with the Amplified. It says, they went out from our number. This is paraphrased, but this is mainly verbatim, word by word. It says, they went out from our number, but they did not really belong with us. Okay? They went out from our number. So we thought they were in our number. We thought they were allies, but they did not really belong with us. For if they had been for us, if we were all in one unit, they would have remained with us. But they withdrew. They withdrew their support, see? That it might be plain that they all are not of us. Yah just making it manifest. See, so he's making it manifest that they're going to seek their level. They're going to seek the world. They're going to seek darkness. They, you know, they're not going to, when all smoke is clear, the righteous is not going to have any allies except the Most High's people themselves. Okay? So now look what our Mashiach, Yahushua, said about this division. He says, and when he said this, it should give us comfort, because he said this is no big thing. He says that's what following Yahushua brings about. Following Yahushua is going to bring about division. And sometimes it's going to be as close as households and family members. And this is taken out of Matthew chapter 10, verse 34 through 36. It says, think not that I came to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword of division. Okay, you see how things are getting divided? A sword of division. He says, for I came to set a man at variance, in other words, at odds, against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Listen to this. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. That's how sharp the division will get. This thing is not over. This thing is not over. One of the greatest precepts you could get from this, to me, it just sums it up so good. If you read Gideon, the story of Gideon and Gideon's army, that can sum it up so precisely. Because I'm just gonna summarize. Gideon, you know, his army started in the thousands, and they were still outnumbered. They were still the enemy still outnumbered them, but Gideon and his men were willing to fight. But see, in their heart, the man looked at the outer appearance. Yahuwah looks at the heart. Yahuwah know that these men who numbered in thousands were not ready to fight. Their hearts was not in the fight. It was not with Gideon. It's not in this fight. So Yahuwah set up a number of different tests to weed out those who were not really ready for battle, who were not really, really ready to go all the way with the servant Gideon. One of them was, one of them was simple. He just says, whisper to all of them in their ear, or just proclaim to all of them. All of you who are afraid and don't really want to, you know, do this thing, don't really want to go put your life on the line and fight. And I'm paraphrasing, of course. He said, you can leave right now. And before he even turned around, over half of them were gone. I mean, they were gone. They were out of there. They were just looking for that opportunity. And then he went through a number of other tests. One of them was he took them down by the brook and had them to drink. And the ones who lapped water compared to the ones who scooped the water with their hands. He said, okay, the ones who lapped water, put them over there. The ones who scooped with their hands, put them over there. He told the ones on the right, y'all can get out of here. There's another big one. So Gideon's probably looking around and saying, wait a minute, we were already outnumbered, and now you're subdividing it even further? I thought these were my allies. No, they weren't. In their heart, they weren't. And so it boiled down to, it went from tens of thousands, it went from thousands to just, I believe it was 300. Severely outnumbered. They were severely outnumbered by the enemy. But you know that 300 beat the enemy up and down, roundabout, all kinds of ways, because Yahuwah was with them. And we're going to see the same thing. We're going to see the same thing happen here. Yahuwah is with his people. And again, I've made this disclaimer twice. I'm doing it a third time now. I'm not going to do it no more. But again, if you love the Most High, and for whatever reason you were touched personally by this, and you're walking with the Most High now, this doesn't apply. We're not saying that you are turning your back on your righteous brothers and sisters. But we're saying there is a bigger number among those who have caught this plague. And their main objective, their main motivation right now is just getting back into society, because their heart is weak. They don't care about throwing the other ones under the bus, those who have never touched it. So they're making right now, society is looking down on those who have never got this plague, and they're making us look like the disease. We're the dangerous ones walking around. See? And what that's also doing is taking the esteem away. It's taking the praise away from the Most High himself. Because when you look at a person who's walking with the Most High, and let's just say he or she have never caught this plague, they were never touched by it personally, that should be a testimony. That should be a person that you say the Most High is with them. The Most High is doing what he says he was going to do. In other words, he's doing what his word says he was going to do. And before I turn it over to Elder, I'm just going to read that. This is what the Most High said he would do. So instead of looking at the people who have never been touched by this as some kind of plague magnet, you should look at them and say, the Most High is with them. The Most High is making an example of them. Most High is building a testimony for them. This should encourage and strengthen your faith. Because this is what the Most High said he would do with his people. Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Okay? So he tells us where to abide. He tells us who to trust in. Trust in the Almighty. Not, I hear these preachers saying, the science. Okay, you trusting in that same science that says African, so-called African-Americans are three-fifths of a human. You go ahead and trust your demonic sign. I'm trusting the Most High. The word tells me, let every man be a liar, but let Yahuwah's word be true. It says, I will say of Yahuwah, he and he alone is my refuge and my fortress. He's my mighty one. In him and him only will I trust. I trust the Son. Okay. Elder, I might play that. It's one big old preacher out of Atlanta, and he sounds just like a devil, making his followers take the vax and tell them that they got to show certificate and everything. And you say, we trust the science around here. Okay. Well, I trust your Uah. We trust your Uah around here. It says, surely he shall deliver thee. We know he will deliver us. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare, the trap of the fowler, those who are trying to overtake us with this demonic plague, this pandemic, and from the noisome pestilence. There you go, pestilence, disease. It says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Didn't say under some medical expert, okay? It says, his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. What is his truth? His word. We should say thy word is true. His truth is our shield. What does a shield do? What's the function of the shield? It's to protect you. Hallelujah. His truth, his word is our protector, is our shield and buckler. It says, thou shalt not be afraid. That's why a lot of us, we don't draw back and shrink and fear. If we have to go somewhere, go to a grocery store, go here or there, we go in faith. We know our lives is in the hands of the Most High. It says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence, there go that disease, so-called pandemic, that walketh in darkness, for the destruction, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Oh, but so many people are getting this thing. Oh, look at the news. So many, it says here, verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But look at the promise he made us. It says, but it shall not come nigh thee. That's the Most High's promise. It shall not come nigh unto thee. Okay? So why are the people who this hasn't come nigh to, why are they looking like they're the walking germ, the walking spreader? It says only with, here's supposed to be our only part that we have to play in this pandemic. You know, like let's say we have a drama play and people get various parts. Some people might play a king. Some people might play a prince. Other might play a pauper. So you got your parts. What is our part? The Yahuwah's people? Here's our part. The only thing we play in this thing, we don't participate in it as far as engaging in it touching us personally. That's not supposed to be our participation in this thing. The only part of our body is what is supposed to participate in this is our eyes. And we only use those eyes to look upon what's going on. It says in verse 8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. That's the only part of our body supposed to be subject to this plague what's going on. And it's only supposed to be for looking. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. I mean those who are going to get or succumb to this. It says, because thou, he's given reason now, because thou hast made Yahuwah thy refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. Okay? That's somebody who walk with the Most High, who talk with the Most High, who love the Most High, you know, who trust the Most High. Even over science, okay? When the two converge and one is going to chose to go the wicked way and the Most High's word is going the righteous way, you don't go to the left. You don't go with the wicked. If science veers off and has an ulterior motive, a wicked motive, you don't go with science. You stick with the word. You stick with the Most High. It says, because thou hast made the host Most High thy habitation. Therefore shall no evil befall thee. See? Neither shall any plague, it spelled it out, plague. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his malachim, his angels, charge, and they shall mount guard around you to protect you in all your ways, in all your goings, in all your comings, and all your goings. So look at that. That paints a whole different picture of the righteous than what the world is giving, than what the demonic media is giving. They're saying that, that these people who never got it, that they shouldn't be trusted. They're a walking spreader. They're a walking disease. But the Most High said the opposite. He says, they're my protected. They're walking, instead of walking spread, they're walking testimony. They're walking testimony of what the power of Yah can do. See, because it's not in us. It's not because we drink carrot juice and celery juice every day. And, you know, I mean, that'd be great if you do. And run 10 miles a day and work out 5 hours, you know. That'd be great if you could do that. But our health, physical, mental, spiritual, our health is in the hands of the Most High. We rely on His promises. We rely on Him to fulfill His promises. He told us, and Elder, I'm almost done. He told us in Exodus 15 and 26, He says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Yahuwah, thy Eloah, thy Mighty One, and wilt do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments and keep all of His statutes. So look at those conditions. You fulfill those conditions. He says, look, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. In other words, upon the heathens, upon those I do not know. He says, for I am Yahuwah. It is I that healeth thee. See? So all we're doing is not so much what we did, waking up at 5 and, you know, doing a push-up. Look, all of that is great, but that's not what we rely on. We rely on what I just read. We rely on His word, His full word. He says in verse 7 and 5, remember He says, 10,000 shall fall. 1,000 fall at that side, 10,000 at that right hand, but shall not come nigh thee. He says, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. And He just told us, if we walk in His statutes, His laws and commandments, He will put none of these diseases, including these plagues and pestilences, I will put none of these upon you that I allow to come upon the Egyptians, the heathens, those I do not know. So instead of looking at the people who the Most High is protecting through this plague and looking at them as a walking spreader, a walking germ, you should be looking upon them as a walking testimony, as a walking witness that the Most High's word is sure and that it's true, that you can trust it, that you can put your life on it. You can't put your life on any man. So you're going to put your life on Dr. Fauci? You're going to put your life on Bill Gates? You're going to put your life on your atheist doctor, medical practitioner out there who's telling you, if he haven't told you yet, they're going to be telling you soon, you can't even come in this office unless you've been jabbed. That's who you're going to put your trust in? No. The Bible says, cursed is the man that put his trust in man and make flesh his arm. Let every man be a liar, but let Yahuwah's word be true. Hallelujah. Come on up, Elder.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, that's who we got to put our trust in this day, these days, right now. We got to put our trust in the Most High, and we can't be faking it. We got to be real about this thing, okay? Because if you're not real, you will be exposed also, you know. So we have to show prove to ourselves, I guess, you know, because some things is just, you just have to let yourself know that you do have faith in your Father, in Yahuwah Himself. Okay, we can't be walking around here pretending or acting like we do have faith in him and pretending that we know him, because that's not going to cut it either. We got to be the real McCoy, so to speak.
Hallelujah.
Okay? So that's why I was looking at some words here that is written in Psalm 64. I like this verse here, this chapter here. I just want to read a little bit of it. It says here, "Hear my voice, O Yahuwah, in my meditation," okay? "Guard my life from the threats of the enemy." That's it. "Guard my life from the threats of the enemies," okay? And I'm going to tell you, we have a lot of enemies, threats that we hear just about every day. Every time this guy Joe Biden call himself getting up there in front of everybody, in front of the world, trying to speak. First of all, he can't speak that well anyway.
That's
because
right.
he got a problem with his speaking, and so he's gonna say something that we know is not right every time. That's why so many other people out there is just not with him. They are against him because of the fact that he done already put out this threat vaccine thing that he wants to threaten the world with. You know, he's constantly trying to make us seem like we got to get this facts. Some certain things you're gonna lose out on, your job and all of these things. You know, he's just constantly threatening us. And so that's why we can't be faking this thing. We got to know that our trust is in Yahuwah, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Put your trust in him and prove to him, you just prove to yourself that you trust Yahuwah, okay? Let me just read a clip that I got off the internet earlier today, I believe. It says Biden's widely constitutional vaccine mandate. You see, he got this mandate. All right. What does the Bible say? "Hide me from the secret plans of the evildoers." Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right here in Psalms. And then because it's Biden's secret plan, here he goes, "And what may go down as one of the most significant attempts to expand the power of the presidency in modern history." President Biden announced on September 9 a series of sweeping new vaccine mandates. See, whole new fast sweeping mandates, new vaccine mandates. Constantly coming up with garbage out of his mouth. Okay, he's not fit to be nobody president, no leader of anybody. But this
That's
garbage
right.
is coming. This is the kind of garbage that is coming out of his mouth, okay, which together could affect as many as 100 million people, you see? Under the new rules, employees working at health care facilities receiving Medicaid and Medicare funding, the vast majority of health facilities in the United States will be required to get vaccinated or submit a weekly test showing they have not contracted the COVID-19 virus. You see? Now, just for him to put this out there like that, he looks like what he looks like, you know, something stupid that's walking around in pants, you know, because that's just what a person would look like, that, here he is thinking, just because I'm the president, I got the right to demand this on all of you. I'm taking your rights from you. You know, that's basically what he thinks he's saying. And it goes on to say, some federal employees, as well as employees working for federal contractors, will also be subject to the rule. But Biden's rule also applies to people working at private businesses of 100 or more employees. See, he's trying to cover everybody, including companies that do not receive federal funding. You know, he think he has the right to just cover, just put this crap on anybody that he thinks he should. That's what he thinks. But he don't know. He don't know. Apparently, well, I know he does not know Yah, because otherwise he wouldn't be that stupid. You see, that's what a stupid person would do. A person that would actually pretend like there is no Yah. That's what he would do. This kind of language that you would hear coming from some idiot, you know. And so we got to be aware of this. We got to know what Yahuwah stands for, who Yahuwah is, okay? And then when we see stupid rhetoric like this, we don't let it bother us at all. We don't, okay? Let me go on read on here. It says here, businesses that fail to impose the new rules on their workers will be fined $14,000 per violation by the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, in other words, OSHA. All right, this is what they, this is their people, this is the people that they're going to use, come through at you with finding, throwing these big fines out there on you, okay, because you refuse Biden's mandate. It goes on to say here, the decision to impose vaccines nationwide is one of the most stunning moves made by any president, a view bolstered by Biden's speech announcing the plan, which includes several explicit or implicit threats and warnings. You see, this is what the devil will do. This is why we know this leader of this country is of the devil himself. He is led by Satan. And because that's all we see is the spirit of Satan coming out of this man, this demon. That's what we see, okay? Any of us that's got any sense, any kind of spiritual sense or knowledge of Yahuwah, we could see it clear, okay? For example, at one point during the speech, Biden speaking directly to the tens of millions of Americans who have chosen not to get vaccinated, said, "We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and our refusal has cost all of us." You see? So this is what we run into. It's a, let's put aside questions about whether people ought to choose to get vaccinated or even whether businesses should have the authority to demand that their employees get vaccinated. Those are important questions, but not nearly as essential as whether the president has the power to demand that employees of private companies be subjected to a vaccine mandate. Mandates imposed on employees of the federal government is a different story entirely. Okay? You see here, now this garbage, this piece of junk that is up there calling himself the president, gonna have the audacity to turn on the people here. Turn on people. How much sense does a person think he makes anyway? He see all everybody out there, every government out there, I don't care who they are, they see the devastation that they're bringing on people. They see how they are killing people with this garbage that these people came out with, people like Bill Gates and his crowd. Bill Burr, I forget the name of the crowd of people that he's following, that is following him. But they didn't come, the Bilderbergers, there we go, come up with all of this disease stuff to kill people, and they expect us to bow down to them and let them dictate to us what we must do. That doesn't work in nobody's world. No, it doesn't work. I don't care. You're not that power. You haven't been given that authority over mankind.
Hallelujah.
Scripture tells us the earth belongs to Yahuwah, okay? And everything that is in it, okay? It doesn't tell us that Biden has the right to demand things from you because it belongs to him. No, it doesn't even mention that idiot in the scripture as to who the scripture the world belonged to. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I know you see him trying to come out of some of his decrepitated ways. I mean, perverted in every sense of the world, in every sense, and gonna think he got the audacity because he didn't even, he's not the legitimate president anyway. These are idiots that went mad, went crazy, started acting a fool in the street and elected him as their president, you see? Mm-hmm. And so he's not anything that I'm gonna be respecting as though he's my president. As far as I'm concerned, I don't even have a president. You see, because we don't. We may as well, you know, acknowledge that this thing that is up there calling himself the president of the United States is not the president. He's just a made up something that they decided to do to destroy the other candidate that did have enough sense to be able to lead this country in this devastating time, in this situation, where he was at least able to fight for us or set it up some kind of way where this country can still be the country that it's supposed to be until Yahuwah brings it down. But no, they done went crazy, these folks out there went crazy, and I must say the African, so-called African American people, they got deceived too.
That's right.
And they wouldn't even rest. They couldn't set their butts down without acting a fool about let's get Biden in. It's funny because I ran into my sister, and it just so happened we were talking. And I was saying, you know, things are pretty weird. We got a president up here that has no leadership quality, seemed like, at all. Man, before I could get that out of my mouth, this girl jumped on me as though I'd have said something I shouldn't have said. No, that's Obama. Obama is the one. That's the one that didn't have no leadership. It's good that they got rid of him. I said, I couldn't argue with her being that stupid.
That's right.
That's all I could say. You know, I said, I ain't no use me wasting my time with an idiot. Although supposed to be, you say you are my sister. But you're sounding like something that I never knew, that don't even sound like something that we both came from the same parent. But that's just the way it is, you know. That's how people are messed up. They are messed up so bad. It's pitiful. It's sickening, you know, to see that they would put their trust in this clown, this person, calling himself the president, and just ready to fight you too. You talk, don't take it back. Don't talk about Biden. And if anybody's gonna talk about Trump, that's the bad one. Oh, I'm so glad they got rid of him. You know, I just shut up. I said, I almost told her, you get out of my face forever, okay? This is the kind of stupidity that you're going to have coming right out of your mouth that as though you just fell so in love with somebody that is trying to really kill you, force you to go and take this vax and everything, and you just going all wild over this idiot. this crap. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to wake up, so that and you need to pray to Yahuwah so that he could open up your eyes and give you sense, some kind of sense, okay? Put the spirit of a human being in you, because right now you don't sound like somebody that's got the spirit of mankind in you. Sound like something that's got the spirit of Satan, and it has taken over, and it has messed up your soul too. You know, that's mm-hmm. what it sounds like to me, because I'm reading right here in Psalms 24. It tells us that earth belongs to Yahuwah and all that fills it, okay? Yes. It didn't say some of it. It said all that fills it, okay? And that's just what the scripture says to us. Like you earlier said, let every man, let Yah be true and every man a liar. That's about what's going on, you see? Because mankind has been deceived. They've been deceived, yes. Then deceived, okay? And it goes on to say, the world and those who dwell in it, for he has founded it upon the seas, and upon the waters he does establish it. Who does go up into the mountain of Yahuwah? And who does stand in his set apart place? He who has innocent hands and a clean heart. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. Remember that, folks. Who did not bring his life to naught, okay, and did not swear deceivingly, okay? He receives a blessing from Yahuwah, okay, and righteousness from the allure of his deliverance, okay? Hallelujah. This is the generation of those who seek him. See, that's what I'm talking about. We have to seek Yahuwah. Seek him. Okay? Yaakov, who seek your face, Selah. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. Okay? And let the sovereign of esteem come in. All right? Who is this sovereign of esteem? Yahuwah, strong and mighty, all right? Yahuwah, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Even lift up you everlasting doors. And let the sovereign of esteem come in. Okay? Who is this sovereign of esteem? Yahuwah of hosts. He is the sovereign of esteem. Selah. Hallelujah. So there's a lot of information here that we need to become familiarized with concerning our King, our Heavenly Father, okay? Because this ain't nothing to play around with. We don't have to be stupid and all of a sudden get all in somebody's face, running your nasty sounding mouth. Give me Biden. Biden. Like they wants to bite Biden himself. I said, you can't get out of my face. Get out of my face. Because this is not good just to hear you talk like that. Okay? I'm telling you. Because I know when I hear what Yahuwah has, what the word is saying concerning Yahuwah, that Biden taste stuff just become bitter to me. I can't stand it. I can't take it. No, not at all. You see? Cause, and just to even think that another person that's supposed to be so close to me, my family, is just that stupid and idiot, so that crazy about this mess. No, ain't no way. I can't deal with it. You know, I just be ready to tell him, please get out of my face. Hurry, get out of my way, because I can't stand you. You're starting to, you know, there are those vibes coming off of you, talking about who your sense of who Biden is and the way you feel about that thing. Mm-mm. Get out of my face with it, okay? quickly get out of my face too. But that's what we have to contend with here. That's why we have to pray to Yahuwah right now and keep him in our study at all times. Meditate upon him, his word, okay? Because we know that his word is true. Okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay, listen, I'll tell you what. I want to play a clip that's here, right here in my face, before we close, and before I get off here. I just want to take a look at what these military officers are being told to get their houses in order. What about the rest of us, it said here. And so we want to listen to this information here. And that way it might be able to help us to start thinking about some things a little bit more serious. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
He wants to know if you want him to play the video. It's not up loud enough.
Just bear with us, family. We're having a little technical difficulty. Just having a little technical difficulty.
Okay, sorry about that. I don't know if anybody heard this, but the few that I'm in touch with saying they don't hear anything. But anyway, it's a very good clip that we are being warned because of what is going on with the military families. They're being warned. They're being told what they should be doing now because of what's going on in this world. We see things that are happening, so they need to go ahead and get stocked up on food, supplies, whatever they might think they're going to need because of what's going on. And so that's what we've been trying to do ourselves here, trying to get our house in order by making sure we got water and food and stuff in our house. So just in case of when this does come down through the pipe, we're going to make sure we're not going to be caught out here and half-stepping without any thing to do to help ourselves, okay? So hallelujah. So what we're going to do, we're going to send this clip on out to you, Elder, if you know, maybe it might be something that you could probably get better reception by playing it yourself to our audience, because this is pretty good. I think this could help, you know, be a benefit to our listening audience, because anytime we can get some inside information, something that's going to benefit us, give us knowledge of something that we see coming, we don't want to be disobedient to the word. He said, if you see the enemy coming and you don't warn the people, you see, then if they get caught by the enemy, of course, their blood will be on your head. So hallelujah.
That's right.
So we're gonna see if we can get you to go ahead and put it on out there, because you just in case if you can get it through. I got you.
We send it.
Okay, I'm sending it to you.
Okay. I think I already have it.
Okay. Good. You want to go ahead?
Research the country.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and play it, Elder.
All right. Okay, Elder.
Okay. Take about 10 more seconds on all these paid commercials. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, Hello and welcome back to the channel. Well, everyone, it is getting very, very deep, very, very deep. And we have been talking to you about a number of different things on not just this channel, but our ministry channel as well. And so many others are reporting on the current situation that we find ourselves in here in this world. I'm going to be sharing with you something that's very disturbing, but it is expected. If you are looking around and paying attention and you don't have your eyes wide shut, then you know that something is definitely in the brew. Something is brewing. Something is mixing up right now. Something is being stirred up behind the scenes, right? Anyway, there is a guy who is former military. He said that some of his military buddies shared some information with him that was very, very disturbing. And they, who are currently military officers, they are being told to get their houses in order. And they're being very specific on what they mean by that. They're, you know, telling them, look, this is what you need to do. You need to start stocking up, buying food, doing this, doing that, securing your family, securing your life, because things are about to get real heavy. So anyway, I'm going to let you hear it directly from this man himself. He is very, very clear on the point he's trying to articulate. He even said share the video or record the video or something like that. But anyway, pay attention to what he's saying. Pay very close attention to what he's saying, because this is very, very important, especially for those of you who haven't started doing any type of preparation. This is the time that you want to take heed. Although, of course, I believe you should have been taking heed a long time ago, because none of this is new. But pay attention to what he's saying. When they are telling the military to get their houses in order, what do you think is in store for lay people, just the average Joe? Here it is, and I will be right back.
All right. Hello, everyone. Today is the 23rd of July, 2021, and I thought I better put this up. I have a really good source that has contact with both active and retired military. Of course, I'm no longer with the military, but I'm very aware of how the military operates, obviously. And as I've been telling you for a long time, things are getting really nasty. We see what's happened with the supply chains. And I mentioned this yesterday, the ships offshore, the containers sitting and not being able to get transported or getting materials transferred to them, the rail lines being basically slowed down, even stopped. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, they're turning off the economy. And I think anybody knows that. I went to get gas this morning in Salt Lake City at a Costco. It's now $4 a gallon for premium, which is what I use in my car, because I'm trying to extend its life. But at any rate, the point is that the shelves are getting bare. Energy is getting more scarce. We have all of these different things happening with what apparently are attacks on the grid. Hello, Marshall. How are you doing? Attacks on the grid, cyber attacks, warnings from the elites that they're going to be all of these different cyber pandemics, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, as I said, they're attacking us on multiple fronts, in depth, and with full spectrum dominance. So I've been watching as people have been warning about the problem with the shutdowns and the supply, especially food and basic necessities. Well, I received a bit of information yesterday and further this morning that on certain military bases, and I imagine this is throughout the entire military, and I don't know about the enlisted ranks, okay, but apparently amongst the officers, especially the higher up officers, 04, 05, et cetera, they're being told to get their houses in order with what's coming. What they're saying is that they need to go out and get food, water, and supplies now. Now, you'd think that being on military installations, they would have access, because the military has to continue taking care of their – hi, Ms. Cat. got to take care of their people. But that may not necessarily mean the families, especially in a bad situation. But whatever's going on, whatever it is, with the movement of materials, the movement of military materials, I talked about seeing some U.S. military tactical vehicles being stockpiled in places where they normally aren't. And a lot of people were saying, oh, this is because, you know, this is when they're doing their summer training. I know what happens in summer training, and these are not for summer training. Like, that's not what's happening. They're repositioning vehicles. Something's getting ready to go down, I guess. And with this situation, with them telling the military officers to get their houses in order and to get supplies, food, water.
Get ready to make your brain melt.
Et cetera, for themselves and their families is critical. So that's inside information. No, I'm not going to give you the source. I think if you're smart enough, and I think most of you are, despite the trolls out there, that if you're watching any of this going on, you can see it anyway. You don't need me to tell you this, but the additional information that inside military folks are saying, get ready, you got to get yourself supplied because this is going to go south real quick. I don't know why. It could be a situation with China. It could be that Biden's invited the UN in. We're seeing what apparently are some UN identifications here and there. I don't know that for sure. I don't have direct information on that, but this is direct information that inside the military, amongst the upper officer ranks at any rate, whether it's official or not, I doubt it's official. I don't think this is coming down from SecDef or from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs or anybody like that. This is just people in the know in the military that are warning their buddies, their officer friends, you better get ready because this thing's going south right now. Get everything you need now. Don't wait. So there are military families right now, at least in the upper officer ranks, that are hitting the Costcos, the Walmarts, the Sam's Clubs, etc., trying to get their stuff together. We see the shortages in the UK right now. They're talking about it right now. The entire lockdown that's going on there, the unjustified things that are happening over all of this, as I said, and this video, I shouldn't even be putting it up this way because it'll probably be flagged, right? But this is the quickest way to reach everybody. Record this thing down now. This is the warning. I've been talking about it for a long time. Get yourselves ready as best you can, okay? All right. I'm going to go. They're not on our side. Nobody in the government's on our side. Nobody in the corporations. We've been marked for elimination. It's pretty obvious.
Wow.
See y'all later.
Wow. That's pretty heavy there.
Okay. So it doesn't need to be any more.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty heavy warning there. It reminds me of the things that we are aware of, that we have been talking about when we read the book of Revelation, you see? That's why we're not dumb when it comes down to this COVID conglomerate that they have come up with, this pandemic COVID-19 stuff that they are constantly bombarding us with every day in the news, okay? Because it tells us right here in Revelation. And after this, I saw another messenger coming down from the heaven, having great authority, and the earth was enlightened from his esteem. And he cried with a mighty voice, saying, Babel, and the great is fallen. Okay, Babel the Great is fallen, and Yah, and has become a dwelling place of demons. You see, this place here, demons, that's where we're at. We are in Babylon, a hunt for every unclean spirit, and a hunt for every unclean and hated bird. Okay? This is where we're at right now, in Babylon. This is what we got to think about when we hear messages, warnings from coming from the secular world out there. That is, we can compare this with what we are reading, what Yahuwah is giving us in his word. And we can see it. We put this together in our minds, think about this thing, and we're starting to see where we're at, really, okay? It said, because all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her whoring, and the sovereigns of the earth have committed whoring with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich from the power of her riotous living. You see? So there we have it. We see it. We see it right here. And I heard another voice from the heavens saying, come out of her, my people, okay, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues. Hallelujah. You see? Hallelujah. My people, come out of her, lest this happens to you, okay? Because her sins have piled up to reach the heaven, and Yahuwah has remembered her unrighteousnesses, okay? Render to her as she indeed did render, and repay her double according to her work in the cup which she has mixed for her double. Hallelujah. Now this is coming down from heaven here about this same place that we are in, place where we were brought here on slave ships, okay? Us Hebrew Israelite people, and we can't allow ourselves to forget where we're at, what's going on. It says, as much as she esteemed herself and lived righteously, so much torture and grief give to her, because in her heart she says, I sit as sovereignness. In other words, I sit as a queen, and I am not a widow, for I do not see mourning at all. Now this is the boastful attitude of this country that we are in. That's why we see people like that filthy Biden up there, crap coming out of his head, and he can't even articulate what he wants to say because of how messed up he is. This is what we're looking at, that pride, that arrogance, okay? Say, because of this, her plagues shall come in one day, death and mourning and scarcity of food, and she shall burn up with fire, because Yahuwah, Allah, who judges her, is mighty. Okay? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay? And the sovereigns of the earth who committed whoring and lived righteously with her shall weep and mourn over her when they see the smoke of her burning, okay, standing at a distance for fear of her torture, saying, woe, woe, the great city Babel and mighty city, because your judgment has come in 1 hour. There it is. So we know, he said, judgment will set after we are out of here, after we've been over here for 400 years, okay? And we know that time for the Hebrew Israelite people have been since 400 years. In fact, we see it, we look at our calendar and so forth, and look at the times that has expanded from that, the time that Yahuwah pronounced for us. He said, and the merchants of the earth, the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her, because no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver and precious stone and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all citron wood and every object of ivory and every object of most precious wood and bronze and iron and marble and cinnamon and incense and fragrance, oil and incense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and cattle and sheep and horses and carriages and bodies and lives of men. See, she don't care. See, that's why she's killing people with this coronavirus. She knows she's just destined to just kill at will. Just kill as many people as she can. That's what this whore, Babylon, that we're living in right now, the United Snakes, okay? This is where we're living at. This is where we're at right now. This is what scripture describes her to be, tells us, okay? And the fruit that your being belonged to being long for has gone from you, and all your riches and splendor are lost to you, and you shall find them no more, not at all. Okay? So there it is. We see here where Babylon is headed. And we better have talked to Yahuwah so that if there's any way we are to get out of here, we need to let him deliver us. Be prepared for Yahuwah to deliver us, his people, out of this treacherous place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Okay, I'm going to let you go ahead and come on up if you want to continue.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me okay, Elder?
Yes, I can.
Hallelujah. I just want to play this this one clip real quick. This is going to epitomize what's going on. I don't know if I should call it the church world, religious world. The church world is a religious world. This is the sickness, the insanity that's going on in the so-called churches. And yes, this is a Christian church, but this could be any religion. Anybody pointing you towards HaShaitan, towards the beast, anybody pointing you to that direction, pointing you away from the Mashiach, our Mashiach, Yahushua, let them be accursed. The Bible says anathema, let them be accursed. But these brute beasts, I'm saying brute beasts because I'm looking at scripture right now, that's what they are. They're leading their own flocks. And in times past, you and I were involved in these things. I'm talking about in these organizations, these denominations. A lot of us have it was open our eyes to come out of these hell holes called churches.
Right.
This is what's happening to the people. Now, the Gentile who spoke on the clip that you forwarded to me, that Gentile spoke more truth than these so-called black devils in these churches who will be on the pulpit every Sunday. He said, get your house in order. He was saying that this country, their countrymen, have been marked for elimination. Now, this comes from a Gentile. So just if this country is marked them for elimination, what do you think they think about us, the Israelites, the so-called black people, Negroes of this land? If they have marked their own for elimination, and even their own who have served their country, so-called served their country, you know, what do you think they plan to do with the lowly Negroes? I don't know what to think now. This guy has lost all hope. He's saying they're marked for elimination. Well, I hate to to think what their plans are for us, but it don't matter what their plans are for us. What matters is Yah's plan for us. You know, his plan is the plan that we follow. His plan is the one that's going to prevail. But I just want you to hear real quick. I'm not going to play the whole clip. It's 8 minutes. I'm only going to play a minute and a half of it. They'll get the gist of it from there. And so, let's see. I think I'm all set up. I'm going to turn it on, and we'll talk about this. Okay. Back it up a little bit.
So, here we are. We are at a time where a lot of pastors are really feeling the pressure to choose a side. Either you are pro-Big V or you are anti-Big V. There's really no more being in the middle. So we have a pastor in Atlanta, Georgia, at Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. He's really feeling the pressure. They are saying that you cannot enter the church unless you show proof that you have had Big V. And if you have some kind of medical condition and you can't get it, they're saying you need to bring in a doctor's note proving that you have a medical condition and that you cannot get Big V.
In fact, Piney Grove Baptist Church in DeKalb County says it's requiring its worshipers to sign a waiver, get their temperature checked, and show proof of vaccine before attending any in-person services.
We said we were going to follow the science, not our emotions. Everybody wanted to come to church, but we were going to follow the science, and we did just that.
Right, yeah, we have reached an all-new level of crazy. So the spokesperson for the church came out and said, you know what, we're choosing to follow science. You know, this is why we're doing that. And I don't know, it seems like it's something where people think they're gaining cool points or they think they're sounding more intellectual by saying we follow science, not just the Bible. But, you know, the people who are really following Christ, we are really coming to a point where, as the word tells us, we are going to have to live by faith because, yeah, things are really ramping up. Proof.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder, I pretty much know what you think about that. But that's the sadness that we're in. That's the state that we're in. And not only the church, I've heard some of these Hebrew Israelite organizations. Well, I should say the ones who've been infiltrated, the ones who were planted, some of these camps, and their leaders have told them to tell their flock to take the vax. I guess they're following the science too. So it doesn't pay to be in any religion. You better get to know and follow the Most High, Yahuwah, for yourself. That's our only protection. When we read Psalm 91, it's talking about the righteous. It's not talking about church folks. It's not talking about folks who say they're Hebrew Israelites. It's talking about the righteous, those who believe in our Mashiach, those who believe that his sacrifice paved the way for us to come to the Father, to come to the Father by faith. And walk in the ways of the Father, loving him.
Uh-huh.
What is loving him? I just love to say loving him because that's what it is. It's love. When you follow his laws and commandments, you're loving the Father. 1 John 5:3 says, this is the love of Yahuwah, that you keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. See, the church has lied to you for centuries. It says the laws are done away with. Well, according to 1 John 3:4, it talks about sin as the transgression of the law. Sin is the transgression of the law. This is the New Testament. Verse 8, it says, all who transgress the law is of the devil. Now, I'm going to believe the word of the Most High. I'm not going to believe in man. this man right here, who I'm sure that says the laws are done away with, this Mr. Preacher, Mr. Black Preacher, is telling his flock to not trust the Most High, but to trust science. You heard him say about three times, Elder.
Mm-hmm.
That's their God, the God of this world. That's who they're trusting. He's trusting the one that lets him live a life that's tax-free, a 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not giving up that privilege. You think I would give that up for you guys? Heck no.
Mm-hmm.
Take your butt down to the nearest clinic and stick out your right arm. Matter of fact, I'm going to invite the government to come to our church and give it out.
Mm.
You don't even have to go anywhere. Just come to church and stick out your arm and then hand me your tithes. That's the state of the religious world today. You know, it's sad, but that's what's going on in the church world. I got a scripture here that's pertinent to what we just saw. It's in 2 Peter chapter 2. I'm starting at verse 1. But there were false prophets, you know, false teachers. There were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, you know, false pastors, false preachers, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies. What's the one of the most damnable heresies that this religion, Christianity, has brought in? To say, to lie on the Most High, to say the laws and commandments have been done away with. That is the big thing. Our Mashiach himself, who many of them consider, call him Jesus Christ, says, I think not. Don't even let it come into your mind. Don't think that I've come to do away with the law. I've come to establish it even greater. He come to clarify the matter. The law, if anything, the law, you could get away with more than, you know, the law that was written on stones was more lenient than the laws that are now in our heart, that the rulers bring to our heart. The laws that was on stone, you know, it talks about coveting. Here's the good example. It talked about, you know, taking an adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery. You know, they're talking about the very act, two people coming together physically. But look at the law that the Ruach has brought into our heart. It just took it off the stones and brought it into our heart. And you guys say, it's done away with. No, it's closer. It's closer. It's more intimate. It's in our heart. Case in point, Yahusha says, you know, they say don't commit adultery. I say if you look on a woman in lust, not to just the very act. He say if you look on that woman at the beach or wherever at your job on television, he said, you've already committed adultery in your heart already. You might as well get on your knees and repent if you serve the Most High. You know, if you don't, you go on and do what you want to do. But you might as well get on your knees and repent just as if you did the very act itself. Tell the Father, forgive me for committing adultery in my heart. It says, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not kill. Yahusha say, but I say, if you have hated your heart for a brother without cause, he says, you've committed murder already. So get on your knees and repent for hating your brother. As just as if you did it, just as if you took that 357 and blew his brains out. And these fat, greedy preachers are going to say the law is done away with. And you carnal, weak-minded flock, you're going to believe it because you have evil in your heart. You want to walk in the flesh. See, it says they snuck in privately and they brought damnable heresies like the law is done away with. Even denying our Mashiach that bought them. See, they denied what he said. He said, don't think that I've come to do away with the law. See, but they denied that. He say till heaven and to heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle of this law should pass. But see, they denied that. They denied his word. He say even denying the words of the Mashiach that bought them with his blood. And bringing upon themselves swift destruction. Oh, their destruction is coming, Elder. It says And many shall follow their pernicious, their evil ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. So you telling people to live righteous, to live holy, follow his law and commandments, that they call you, oh, you're a legalist. You're a fool. You're the Old Testament stuff. It's evil spoken of. If you teach truth, it's evil spoken of now. That's why it says they're swift. That's why it says they're going to bring upon themselves swift destruction. Their judgment is coming. And through covetousness, see, they covet. They desire greedily what you have. It's a through covetousness shall they with feigned words, their fake words, make merchandise of you. What do you think these people are doing with you? They're pimping you. They're making money off of you. It's a judgment now of a long time, lingereth not. See, their judgment, it's up. And their damnation slumbereth not. I'm going to go down to 21 right quick, and it says, for it had been better for them, elder, better for them not to have known the way of righteousness.
That's right.
Rather than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. See, it'd be better if they had never so-called gotten on this road of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them must have stepped on and stepped right off, because it don't look like they ever been living right. But it says it's been better for them not to even heard it than to say they have known it and then turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Here you go. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Hallelujah. I'm going to just pick it up here in 2 Timothy, okay, because this needs to be exposed. 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 1. This also know that in the last days perilous times shall come. Here they go again. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boosters. Covetous. Remember, they want what you got. They want to pimp you. Boasters, proud, blasphemers. We already said how they blaspheme, talking about they're not even listening to the words of Yahushua. When he says, I didn't come to do away with the law, they say, oh, it's over with. I've been done away with. Says man.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says, let every man be a liar, but let Yahuwah's word be true. It said, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. It says, without natural affection. Try to ask one of them, these Cadillac-driving preachers for some help and see if they have any natural affection. See if they have some natural affection for you. It says, without natural, if they the meanest people, without natural affection, truth breakers. See, that's what they break covenant. That's how we got into this mess that we're in, Israel. We broke the covenant of the Most High. They're truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. So if you want to talk truth, speak truth, teach, preach truth, they despise you. It's the despisers of good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure. That's why they got girlfriends all over the country. Well, some of them have boyfriends. Okay. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of the Most High. Having a form of godliness, having a form of religiousness, okay, but denying the power thereof. They don't believe in nothing. If they believe that the Most High was the Most High, they wouldn't be running towards this so-called demonic science, which is not science. That's not science. That's demonic. That's alchemy. That's the dark arts. This is not science. Science is supposed to seek for the truth. This is seeking for lies. This is seeking for death. It says they act like they have a form of righteousness, but that they deny the power of the Most High. That's why they're telling all their flock to take the jab. If they from such turn away. Turn away from them, people. It says, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lust. You wonder why these filthy houses of ill repute, you wonder why they're full sometimes. Because they're full with people with hearts of flesh, fleshliness, sinfulness. They got darkness in their heart. laden with sins and divers lusts. That's who follow them, because they don't want to walk right. And so they walk around and they look for leaders with itchy ears, leaders and teachers and preachers that's going to give them the message that they want to hear. And then when they hear what they want to hear, that's who I'm following. That's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I'm following. Somebody could say, I could have my boyfriend on the side. And somebody said, you know, I could strip. I could strip in the strip house, you know, as long as I give my tithes to the Lord. You know, they look for this kind of stuff. They look for it. This is what they look for. Silly women, laden with sins. Long as they could drag their sinful butts into the church on Sunday to sit in front of and listen to a sinful, lust-ridden pastor, they think they're gonna, they got a ticket to their heaven. Their heaven is really hell. It says, ever learning, they open in the Bible, trying to learn something new, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Because they rejected the truth. They rejected his word. You will say, you should say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. But they twist his words and say, oh, we don't believe him. He say, don't think come away, he say, don't think I come to do it the law, but Pastor McGillicuddy say, the law is done away with. Then changed the words of our Mashiach. They say, never come to the knowledge of the truth. They say, now just as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moshe, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. They're not in the faith. You know, when Shaul says, let a man examine himself to see whether he's in the faith, these people are not in the faith. They're not in the truth. Their faith is in their father, the devil. That's why they run after the facts. It says, but they shall proceed no further. Here's their judgment. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men. And we just saw their folly for the last 2 minutes when I played that clip. As an example of their folly. So their folly, they, I don't believe in Moses. I believe in science. We trust in the science. We trust in the Bible says, cursed is the man that trusts in man. But he say, I trust in man, science. I trust in Dr. Fauci. It say, for their folly shall be manifested to all men, as theirs was also. Last verse. But evil men and seducers, it say, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. See, they're deceived already, and so they go about deceiving others. That's the state that we're in. That's the state that we're in, family. Which road are you going to go down? You're going to believe man? But the Bible said, let every man be a liar, but let your word be true.
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to trust in the Most High? You know, and that Gentile, like I say, he said more than this so-called preacher. He said, get your house in order and, you know, get your supplies. The money system will be crumbling. It's going to disintegrate. Some people are saying buy gold and silver. You have to pray to the Most High and seek out somebody wiser than me as far as precious metals, you know, what their value is projected to be. I mean, I do have silver, me and my family, but I'm not relying on silver. I'm relying on the Most High. You know,
that's right.
I'm saying get land. You know, I guess you need some kind of dirt, some kind of soil to grow things on, because if you don't take this back, so let's face it, you're not going to be able to go in these stores. Break your leg. You're not going to be able to go to these doctors, and you're not going to want to go to them. But Yahuwah, just as when Elijah went out into the wilderness, and Yahuwah had a raven to come by and feed him. Elijah would go out, wander, and say, let me sneak about villages and see if I could sneak somebody's bread and come back to the wilderness. No, he stayed right there. He stayed put, and the raven brought him food. So Yahuwah, he's no respecter of person. If he did it before, he's going to do it again. If he did it for the children of Israel, the first Exodus, he's going to do it again for this Exodus, this Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So You got to trust him. Yes, you can prepare, but don't put your trust in your preparation alone. Put your trust in the Most High. And you might consider pooling your resources with like-minded individuals. Come on now. The Bible says two can't walk together unless they be in agreement, in harmony. So you can't invite everybody over to your house or to your land or whatever you have, to your dwelling place, and they have all kind of spirits. That's the situation. That's going to turn out worse than it was before it even got together. That could be a hell. Yeah. So you better pray and fast on anybody that you're going to hook up with, or anybody who's coming your way to hook up with you. You better pray and let that go through the filtering of the Most High, filtering of the Ruach HaKodesh. You know, be like Gideon. Be like Gideon. Say, Yah, give me a sign. Gideon asked you three times, and Yah gave him those signs. He answered his prayer. He didn't say, oh, you old faithless servant, you asking me for a sign? No. Gideon said, hey, let this fleece be wet and let the ground around it be dry. And Yahweh did it. Then he said, well, he wasn't done. He said, well, let the ground be wet and let the fleece be dry. You know, and Yahweh did it. So if you're inviting somebody to come dwell with you, you better run it through the filtering of the Ruach HaKodesh. You know, it's just, let all things be done decently and in order. You know. That, he said, acknowledge me in all your ways. And he said, he'll direct us. He'll direct us what to do. He'll direct you who should come in and who should stay out. Hallelujah. I see our time is going out. I'm going to turn it back over to you. But I just wanted to give you all a contrast in what's going on in the wicked religious world. That a Gentile, so-called, you know, many call heathen, spoke more truth than these wicked, evil pastors, who are supposed to be the natural seed of Israel. That's why the scriptures say all Israel is not Israel. You know, all skin folk ain't kin folk. You know, you're going to go by that, somebody, well, he look like me, that's going to get you into a lot of trouble. That's why I say man looked on the outer appearance, but Yah looked at the heart. That's why Israel chose big Saul and didn't want nothing to do with little David at first. Until Yah told Samuel, tell that man I rejected him. He's no longer king. Bring this little ruddy guy up. Him? Out of all the sons, him. He's the one the oil poured down on. That's why I say man looks at the outer appearance, but Yah looks at the heart. You better stop looking at the outer appearance. You better start thinking the way Yah thinks and seeing the way Yah sees things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on back up, Elder.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. I got somebody with their hands up. Let me just give him a shout out real quick. Hold on for a second. We're looking at, okay, 707-333-373. You on
the air. Good evening. Good evening. I'd like to acknowledge elders. I'd like to acknowledge you guys once again. Hallelujah. Another set-apart day in the name of our Father, Yahuwah. And I'd like to address the nation of our brothers and sisters, our Hebrew brothers and sisters of Israel. And I just kind of wanted to, again, let you guys know another great message. And you guys are always so informative and enlightening in the spirit. It's just a pleasure to hear the words and listen to you guys teaching and message. So again, this is another day of blessing.
All right.
And I wanted to share something real quick. I had an experience yesterday. I went to my doctor for a checkup exam at the VA. And as I was waiting on my doctor to come in, I'm in the room, and she walks in. And, in fact, just as she was walking in, the nurse was going on about the vaccine, about being vaccinated. And it was just kind of funny when the doctor came in, you know, shy and embarrassed what the nurse was saying. You know, she was more like, she kind of stopped know, kind of stop, you know, a little awkward stop. She kind of stopped the nurse and turned an eye upon my girl. She began to, you know, engage me. And we began to talk, and she was just, and she said, you know, I can get fired for this. I can get fired for this. But she said a lot of my colleagues have been fired and constituents have been fired for you know, for speaking out on the truth. And she said, this, what they're doing, this is not right. You know, people have the right to either, you know, do it or not do it, but what they're doing is not right. And she said, you know, now they're forcing this upon the babies. And she said, at first, this was for little, you know, first was for people 70 years and older who perhaps may have compromised immune system. And she said, all of a sudden, they kind of, and younger people, now I'm with the other children. And she said, you know, all of this stuff is going on, she said, it's not right, it's not going to end, and it's not, you know, and she was like, she knew that I was vaccinated, and I was telling her, you know, I'm a child of Messiah. She said, well, you stay in righteousness. You continue to let the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, be your conscience, right? And she said, well, she's from the Philippines. She spoke with her sister. She said her sister, in order for her sister to go to the grocery store, she has to have a vaccine passport. And she named about 8 other countries just like that. So it was just, you know, ironic how Yah works, because me being a child of the Most High, even if she didn't want to say something, he put it upon her spirit to share.
Uh-huh.
I told her, hey, you know, this is in confidence. It won't go out this room, so I won't be putting you on blast, right? But I said, I let her know, I have to witness this to my brothers and sisters, because this is the very thing that we talk about. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. And then it was one other thing.
All right.
Today there was a commercial with Jimmy Kimmel. And he said, and the commercial was a real short commercial. He says, oh, you're the kind of people I love, vaccinated people. And then a commercial went off. How ironic is that? So, yes. So that's my moment of testimony in the, you know, in the name of Yahushua. And so thank you again for welcoming me, brothers. And Elder,
right.
I enjoy the program as always. Thank you.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom, my brother.
Shalom. Shalom.
All right. Shalom. Shalom. All right. We're going to go ahead and close it out with a set apart musical tune here.
Blow away in the wind. move with correction of the heart. And that is the moral of the story. Toxic times kick in, don't let me get the glory. If somebody sees me, embrace it with a hurry. The truth is in the spirit, don't judge a book with your worries. If the world makes your diamonds and pearls, if you look within, you see the new world. Oh boy, that's peaceful with gentle, with deepness of joy. Don't desire the vein that opens the door for bumping one another to destroy who's worthy. God welcomes us with glory. Don't push the truth seekers away, to blow away in the wind.
Shalom, shalom, family. Thank you for joining us again. Come back next week for another edition of the Hebrew Israelite Elders Show. Hallelujah. Good night and shalom.
Shalom, shalom.